Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, last week Watson tried to ruin my show, but I'm back. I'm Mac, season premiere. Let's go. Professor Watson took over the show and tried to ruin it with his antics last week. Dissing me, dissing you, dissing his wife, who's now deceased. You know?
Yeah.
The guy's a complete asshole, so glad to be back.
Glad to have you back, man.
Thank you, man. It feels like I've been gone away for a long time.
I don't know if he's cracking jokes or, you know, if he, you know, if he was just lying on you, on us or something, but. Man, I mean, couldn't he have waited until you were there for him to talk smack to you?
The guy's a douchebag. This is why I never. This is why when he calls me, I never answer my phone. But anyway, you know, enough about him. he's banned from the show. He'll never host my show again. So I'm back. It's been like I think a month now since the last time I hosted this show, because I've had some other stuff to do. So, but I'm back now. We're gonna talk about some entertainment news. We're gonna talk about, you know, back to school stuff, 9/11.
Yeah.
You know, the end of the summer. And anything else you guys want to talk about, you can call me up. So, yeah, let's get started, man. Right now, I'm just watching some SmackDown because I missed it last night. And I was watching some of the Yankee game. Looks like the Yankees are struggling. They're losing right now to the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim and Los Angeles. I don't know what you want to call them nowadays, but...
Man, they should just stick with the name California Angels. I mean, instead of all this, you know, Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, and they're still in Anaheim, so I don't know what's up with that.
The New York Yankees of New York.
Yeah, of the Bronx or something. Oh, you know what? You could be the New York Yankees of Staten Island. Since they're called LA, and they're not even in LA.
Right, exactly. So. Anyway, you know, I like baseball, but, you know, my favorite sport is about to start, football. Football season is about to start tomorrow, and, you know, football Sunday tomorrow. It actually officially started this past Thursday when the Packers played the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, but I bet you agree with me. To me, officially, the season don't start until my team, you know, kicks off.
That's true. It doesn't start until your team actually starts playing.
Yep.
And your team, the New York Jets, who have made a prediction the last couple of years that they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, hopefully three times the charm.
They're going to play America's team, Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
And my New York Giants, they're going to play the Redskins tomorrow at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on Fox. So I can't wait. I'm going to have my Cheetos and my cookie dough ready. And, yeah, I'm going to drink some beer and watch the game. Yeah, I'm going to be watching a lot of football from afternoon to night. I'll be watching football all day.
Yeah, you all set.
I'm excited, man. I'm pumped.
About time.
I get excited for sex, football, and the Yankees.
What about the Knicks? If they finally do good for a change. You'll believe when you see it?
I'll believe it when I see it, exactly.
What was the last time you guys tried for the Knicks? 94? 99?
Man, 99, I guess. Yeah. Went to the finals.
Yeah.
But we're looking forward to some football tomorrow, man. That's because that's a man sport. I mean, I love baseball and all.
Yeah,
Yankees,
I love you too.
Doing good, you know, but...
But these guys some of these guys get paid underpaid for the contact.
Yeah.
All the stuff that they do, man.
Yeah. It's brutal. I love it. I love the tackles. I love the exciting plays, the touchdowns, the end zone dances.
Yep.
It's nothing like football, man.
It's not even. And back in the days, it was even more brutal.
I know.
You know,
I know.
But yeah, it's a great sport.
Yeah,
one of my favorites, you know, no doubt.
Most exciting sport, I think. You know, baseball, I love baseball, but come on. I mean, guys don't get to do any kind of dances when they touch the plate. They don't get to tackle each other when they're stealing bases, you know? I wish that would happen, but it doesn't.
Well, there's play at the plate, but, I mean, they don't really, I mean, you know.
Yeah,
depends
that's
on
true.
The catch. But then again, a lot of these players, you know, got a little, I don't know, some of these players are soft, you know, they don't want to collide with the catcher.
Yeah. But football, that's where it's at. That's the game. That's a man's man. And that's when no woman should bother any man when he's watching football. Because she will get tackled, too. But anyway, in the other news, let's talk about some entertainment here. This past week it was announced that Eddie Murphy, one of my favorite comedians,
hosting Oscar.
Yeah, he's hosting the next year's Oscars, the 84th Oscars, Academy Awards. I think this is the first time he's going to be hosting it, right?
That would be my guess. I'm not sure. I don't I'm not sure if he hosted a long time ago, but most likely not. I don't know.
Because I don't remember him ever hosting. I mean, I remember a guy like Billy Crystal used to host it like every year.
Whoopi, I think.
Whoopi, David Letterman, Chris Rock even hosted it once.
Right.
But I don't remember Eddie Murphy ever hosting it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it'll be good to see. I mean, I want to see if he still could do stand-up, you know. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Since he's done stand-up.
Yeah, this is definitely going to be awesome.
Yeah, I want to see if he still has it, you know.
And, hey, you need, for shows like these, man, you need a comedian to do this.
Definitely.
Because, I mean, unfortunately, we know how hot, you know, Anne Hathaway is. But, I mean, her and James Franco, they're not comedians, so.
They were okay. They weren't that bad, you know.
I mean, to me, I mean, you knew they weren't going to be great.
Yeah.
I mean, they tried, you know. You know they were trying, but.
Yeah,
I mean,
they were okay. But having a comedian like Eddie Murphy, yeah, I mean, that's what you need for a show like that, you know, because it gets boring after a while.
Yep.
But in honor of Eddie Murphy hosting the Academy Awards next year, I want to play one of his old stand-up clips.
I had a feeling you were going to say that. You're going old school, going to the archives.
It's been a while since I played a comedy clip on this show.
Yeah.
So since this is the season premiere of IMAC, I want to play a comedy clip. This is from Eddie Murphy's...
Delirious.
This is from a 1983 comedy album, Comedian.
Mm.
And you know this bit is about, Ice Cream Man.
The ice cream one?
Ice Cream Man and also Shoe-Throwing Mothers. This is about close to 6 minutes long.
Alright.
So let me cue that up and play it for you guys.
Fucking this thing, I can't. If any younger people in the audience, you'll hear the ice cream man go out and get me some shit. And I know the young people can. I remember when you was little, you could hear them ice cream bells, boy. The ice cream man. Remember he would come to town and everybody would lose their fucking mind? You couldn't hear your mother calling you, but you hear that ice cream man 3 blocks away. And no matter what you was doing, the shit stopped when Mr. Softy came to town. You'd be playing marbles and shit. Ice cream! The ice cream man is coming! The ice cream man is coming! More! Throw down some money! The ice cream man is coming! And then your mother would come to the window and start throwing change out the window saying, go get your father a toasted almond bar and get yourself a vanilla cone and get your brother the ice and put the ice in and bring me back my change. And you catch all that shit and run down the street top speed after the ice cream man. And the ice cream man always drove an extra block and shit. And I know he's seen us and shit. I think he was just in the car with his friend going, watch how fast I made you little motherfuckers run. And you'd be behind him doing 50 going, ice cream! Stop the car and pull over. You come up and say, "Ice cream man, give me this, and give me this, and give me a toast on the ball for my father and an ice cream. Give my mother's change. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man. But you know, kids, they get happy when they get ice cream. You don't eat the ice cream for like a half hour. You be dancing around with it, going,
"I had some ice cream." And I'm gonna eat it all.
Ice cream be running all down your arm and shit.
I'm about to eat all of my ice cream.
There's always one kid on the side dating no ice cream. The kids don't give a fuck. They say,
you don't have no ice. You didn't get none. Cause you are on the welfare and can't afford. He can't afford it. All the other kids joining me going, he can't afford it. And his father is an alcoholic. He wants some ice cream. One lick, sight. You must have mine. You must eat some of it, but you cannot have it. You earn it.
Man, I can't wait.
Oh, man.
Just imagine the Academy Awards if he...
went old school, man.
Yeah.
If he goes old school, man, it's going to be over.
It's like, remember earlier this week when John Cena brought back World Life? It was like that.
Exactly. Yeah, like that. Yeah, exactly. He has to.
To go old school, man. He has to bring that back, that World Life.
I think he'll definitely bring it, old school time.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. It'll be funny.
Oh, man.
You know, he can't go Disney on us, he can't go good on us like John Cena did,
Like the Marine. The Marine, whatever the name of that movie was.
But it'll be good to see, we'll see how he does next year at the Academy Awards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but he was talking about ice cream, man. Yeah, no more ice cream this summer because, something is ending, of course. Labor Day was last weekend. So kids are going back to school now.
You can't afford it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So it's back to school time now. The trains in the morning are even more clogged up in the morning because all these damn high schoolers and junior high schoolers are on the train. Talk about, what they did over the summer and what new sneakers they got, They don't even care about school.
Yo, speaking of sneakers, you heard about they're trying to do the Back to the Future Marty sneakers?
Nike? I know, I heard about that. I did see a picture of that. I would get it.
Oh, man, I wouldn't get it, too. I wish I knew how much it was. Yeah, it's going to be like back in junior high school days when kids used to love talking about kicks, man.
Oh, yeah, like Jordans and,
Yo, kids used to have magazines about sneakers, man.
Shit, man, I'm telling you, back in junior high, kids, they spent more time on sneakers and what new clothes were out than actual studying, man.
Yeah, I was about to say that, too.
I'm telling you.
That's true, unfortunately.
But I would get those Marty McFly's sneakers, no doubt.
Man. That's what kids are going to be calling it. They're going to be like, yo, you got the Marty McFly's? Nah, son, I'm waiting for the hoverboard.
I don't want that in the jacket. The jacket was pretty cool.
Oh, what color was it, right?
That's
now?
A collectible item right there.
Yeah, but I really want the hoverboard.
Yeah, that would be cool also.
That would be really cool.
Yeah.
And the movie took place 2015, so,
yeah,
you know, it's going to be, like, right on schedule.
Yeah. I know what else you would want.
What?
Porsche's ass.
Yeah, that girl was fun.
Yeah, for those of you know who don't know who Porsche is, she's one of the contestants on Big Brother on CBS, and you know Big Brother's gonna wrap up this week, right? You find the show's
yeah,
gonna be this week.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday is the season finale, and
yeah,
she's in the top three right now.
Yeah, I know.
Who would have thought she would have made it all the way?
Yeah, who knows, man? Yeah, hopefully she'll win.
Yeah.
I think Rachel is gonna do it.
Yeah, of course. I think Rachel deserves it, you know. She's most likely going to win it, be the favorite to win it. But, you know, hey, Porsche has a strong chance to win it.
Yeah, but it looked like, from Big Brother After Dark, it looked like, a spoiler for some people who don't want to know, but it looked like Rachel won the first round of the head of household.
Yeah,
So I think today, I don't know if it happened already, but I guess when Big Brother After Dark comes on, like a half hour from now, I guess we'll find out who won the second one, you know,
yeah,
between most likely Adam versus Porsche. Hopefully
yeah,
Porsche, you know, does her thing, you know.
Yeah, I mean, Rachel, she's a beast in those competitions.
Yeah, I know. You can't stop that chick.
Oh, hell yeah. She's a beast.
Brandon tried, but, you know, he can't
yeah,
stop it, man.
Yeah, but Porsche, you know, I don't mind. And, you know, she's good looking. Definitely.
Yeah.
And that's been your girl all season long.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, if with your permission, I'd bang her. I'd bang the girl. With your permission,
hey,
of course.
Hey, shoot for Cassie, man.
But Cassie's not on right now. It's
see,
Porsche.
If I, one phone call from you, you know, you tell her, you know, you're the host of IMAX. They'll put it on Big Brother again. They'll bring back the duos just so they can bring her back. That's true.
Yeah, but Cassie doesn't have the... She doesn't have the stuff like Porsche has.
Well, yeah, that is true.
Man, I challenge you to a match.
Nah, I'm sorry, man.
A dick
fight. Only, no thanks.
For Porsche.
Nah, I'm sorry, man.
Oh, then I win then. I win by disqualification.
I only defend my title against, you know, sorry.
I win my count on that. I win my unanimous decision.
Hey, it's not unanimous. I didn't say it was
you said you want to fight. You want to fight
it's
for
it. It's disputed. This ain't Jericho in 2002. This is not disputed. This is disputed. This ain't undisputed.
Yeah, but catch that tomorrow. Tomorrow's they're going to show who won the endurance competition. Right?
No, I think they're just going to show Wednesday. Because normally Sunday they would have the montage show.
Oh,
instead they kind of did it on After Dark yesterday. They talked. They didn't have, of course, they didn't have any montage, but they... You know, the three contestants who are acting cheesy, like, oh, look, this is where the where we sit. This is our bed, you know, and stuff like that. You know, they talk cheesy, you know.
Oh, well, yeah, they're probably going to show that on the show.
Nah, they're not. Oh, well, yeah, on the Wednesday show, but.
Yeah.
But Sunday, they usually, the last Sunday of the Big Brother show, they usually have a montage, but they're not doing it this year for some reason. Maybe because of football season, you know, starting. Maybe they're not.
So Wednesday is the only show that we'll see?
Looks like it, yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
and
so
that's when it ends.
That might be a 2-hour show then.
Yeah, I would assume, yeah, most likely, yeah, a 2-hour show.
Yeah.
show what happened.
Yeah.
And then maybe have, you know, a live, you know, what happened with the other, you know, the head of household and all those other stuff.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. I still think Rachel's going to win, so.
Yeah, I think Rachel's going to do it.
We shall see.
Yeah, at least all three of them are people that never won, so.
Yeah. But, yeah, so check that out this Wednesday, season finale of Big Brother. It was one of the more exciting shows this summer. You know, there wasn't any other shows to watch, really. But anyway, on a final note, tomorrow is September 11th.
Yeah.
There'll be memorials and a lot of TV shows about it. You know, I've been watching a few. Like, I've been watching the 80th, Heroes on the 80th Floor. I think it was on Discovery or TLC, I don't remember.
Mm.
I was also watching this program about hunting Osama bin Laden. How, you know, the Navy SEALs went into that...
The SEAL 6, I think they were called?
Yeah, the SEAL 6, how they went into the compound and killed some of the people who were there, hiding Osama bin Laden in that compound. And how they killed Osama bin Laden and captured his body and identified him. But, you know, tomorrow, you know, there'll be a lot of more TV shows and programs about that. And we just want to, you know, again, I want to send out my condolences to those people and families who lost their loved ones in that 9/11 attack.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so, you know, it'll be a special day tomorrow. I'm not going to go out, you know, I'm just going to watch some football. You know, in case anything else happens on 9/11, because, you know, there's always crazy people out there planning something.
Yeah, they were saying that on Big Brother on Wednesday, not Wednesday, Thursday. I don't know if you saw that part.
Yeah.
They had a social report. They were saying that they believe there was like two threats that were gonna happen. That might happen tomorrow. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, these terrorists are always trying to get, you know, people practically every day anyway. So.
Yeah.
And hopefully they'll be unsuccessful.
Yeah. I don't think nothing will really happen. I think it's just rumors, just panic for nothing. But, you know, of course, tomorrow you'll probably have, like, around baseball and football, a moment of silence.
Yeah, definitely.
So, again, I want to send out my condolences.
Yeah, me too, as well.
I mean,
people lost family. Some people lost their lives.
Yep.
The world changed forever.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, on that note, I want to end the season premiere here of iMac. We'll be back tomorrow. Not tomorrow, actually, next week. You'll be back tomorrow with your show. You want to promote your show real quick?
Yeah, folks, check out, the special edition iMac, the September 11 edition.
Check out the special edition of iMac? You mean Sports and Legend?
Sports as a legend.
Yeah.
I mean, check that out.
All right. And on that note, for me, I'm Matt McCorley Matthew, and my co-host, Willie Boy, William Romo. I'll see you guys next week.